heard the president talking about meeting with his national security team. That's because there are a lot of what-ifs here about striking Syria. The stakes are high, the consequences unknown, in a region already known for instability. Our chief foreign correspondent, Richard Engel, is in the region tonight with more on what's happening on the ground in Syria. Richard, good evening.
Good evening, Lester. The U.S. frankly faces bad choices for Syria. Do too little and it looks weak. Too much and it could create even more chaos in the region.
UN inspectors back at work today, collecting blood samples, looking for evidence of chemical weapons. A top UN envoy said indications are they were used, but he didn't say who did it.
Some kind of substance was used. That killed a lot of people. Some people say 300, maybe 1,000, maybe more than 1,000. This is, of course, unacceptable. This is outrageous.
The UN wants to continue inspections, says it's necessary before military action. But Syrians aren't counting on the U.S. listening. The Wall Street Journal's Sam Dagger is in Damascus tonight.
On the surface, everything is normal. I mean, checkpoints are operating as normal around the city. As you know, I mean, the city center is firmly controlled by the government and the government forces.
But there are fears the already simmering Middle East could boil. What could follow if the U.S. strikes? How will Syria's allies respond? Iran backs Syria. So does Hezbollah in Lebanon, Iraq, and Russia. Iran and Hezbollah both have missiles that can hit Israel. Israel put its missile defense systems on high alert, deployed more troops near the Syrian border, and called up reservists as Israelis lined up for gas masks. What happens if Assad falls? A lot depends on how far the U.S. goes. Big strikes and the Syrian regime could collapse, leaving rebels, including a growing number aligned to al-Qaeda, to fight for control. Assad, desperate, could even use more chemical weapons. And what happens if the strikes have no impact? Assad stays in power. And there would be little justice for this man, reunited with his son, missing since the gas attacks, presumed dead like his brothers. Or the still unidentified dead children, like baby number 14 on a poster at a clinic outside Damascus.
Many Syrians say they don't want the regime to just get a slap on the wrist and one with advanced notification. Lester.
All right, Richard Engel tonight. Richard, thank you.